Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think that it is only fair that you establish before you ever go to the restaurant who's paying. Like, are we going Dutch? Are we splitting the bill?
You know what? That's a good idea. Lay it on the table.
Yeah, lay it all on the table. Put the cards on the table. You know, what's the situation up front?
Oh, I was thinking of laying something else on the table.
Is that what you were thinking?
Eventually.
Here's an idea.
Oh, I love listening to you guys. You guys
we
crazy.
Love you too. Real quick, here's an idea. What if she was offered to pay and then he was like, no, I'll get it. She could have acted like she was about to pay and then maybe he would have paid.
Well, maybe she could have done that, but she didn't.
Running game, baby. Yeah.
He might have liked her that much to flip that bill.
Thank
you. Know what I'm saying? He might have been that into her, but she did ask him. And, you know, you asked me to go to the show, movies, whatever.
Yeah.
You need to pay. And maybe, you know, maybe there could have been a little bit more of a future for them.
And depending on the restaurant, I would look at her and say, hey, look.
Exactly.
My time's expensive and you've already used up a lot of time where I could have made money.
Wow.
So you're costing me money right now.
Oh, my God.
That's horrible.
You agree with this guy. I'm gonna let y'all talk.
Oh my.
I'm just saying, you know, we gotta have a clear understanding from the start here.
Oh, God.
Thank you for calling, okay?
You're welcome.
Bye.
You should be paying me to be here.
Oh, my God. You're ridiculous right now.
869-1093. Let's go to the power lines. Another guy wants to weigh in. Go ahead, dude.
I'm going to agree with you here, man. And then I got an issue with Carla.
Oh.
She's quick to call old boy a loser because he didn't want to pay.
I didn't say loser. I just agreed with the caller who called him.
You did earlier. You said he was a loser very early when you first started talking about it.
I think I did hear you say he was a loser.
And when those women came and said she's a gold digger, you were defending that woman.
Yeah.
We got a problem, Carla.
Are you calling me a hypocrite, sir?
No, but I'm just saying you can't be calling the dude out because, like everybody's saying, if she don't ask him out, hey, if he came back and said, well, hey, you know what? You ordered from the other side of that menu, then y'all have a problem.
Yeah, because if I were taking her out and I had it established that I was going to pay the bill, I would tell her that we could only order appetizers.
Wow.
Because
what a guy.
We haven't got to the entree level yet.
Oh, my. So there's levels of dinner?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
First, it's like, hey, maybe you should do water. I don't really want to pay for the tea because it's like $3 a glass. But if you got to have the tea, I'll compromise on that, but only order appetizers.
Maybe you should do water. God, sounds like the most fun date ever. I'm sure that would be so exciting.
And then I will tell her if the date's going well, I would open up the menu and say, so you're hungry now? Do you want to eat? And if the date's not going well, after the appetizers have been served, you can say, whoa. You know, my buddy just texted me. He's got a flat tire down in Old Town and needs some help right now. Hey, I got to go.
What was this loser talk we were talking about? I'm trying to...
We got to elevate levels of this meal. As the meal goes on, you get to order a little bit more on the entree. And if the meal's going great, guess what?
Y'all are outstanding. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yes, sir.
Have it both ways.
If the meal's going great, guess what else happens?
What now? God.
You get to order dessert. Yes.
You really spoil me. I can't take it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.